This is Weekend Edition on WNYC. Good morning. I'm David First. With all the news about the U.S. withdrawal from the Paris Climate Accord, it's understandable if you haven't been paying close attention to the primary race for the next governor of New Jersey. But the primary is this Tuesday, so if you're just coming up for air from our dizzying news cycle and scrambling to catch up on the candidates, we are here to help. We're joined by Nancy Solomon, the managing editor of New Jersey Public Radio. Nancy, welcome back.
Thanks, David.
So this week, former Vice President Joe Biden endorsed the leading Democratic candidate, Phil Murphy, and he said,
"This is the single most important race in the country in the next 3 years."
But is he the only person in America that thinks that?
Well, David, there are two of us, me and Joe Biden.
All right, so you're in good company. Why do the two of you think it's so important?
There are only two gubernatorial elections this year, Virginia and New Jersey. They're both going to be important, but in New Jersey, we have a two-term Republican leaving office, and a very well-known one at that. So this election will be seen as a referendum on the Christie years, and of course, a referendum on Trump. And also a gauge of how potent the new anti-Trump activists are. And what Biden was talking about is how important states will be in fighting off many of the things that Democrats and moderates don't like about Trump: gutting environmental regulations, aggressively deporting immigrants, giving tax breaks to the wealthy while cutting services to the poor.
Yet there's really no cable news satellite trucks to be found on the trail in New Jersey.
Yeah, the candidates are pretty chuffed if we show up. Bernie Sanders and Elizabeth Warren have endorsed candidates in Virginia, but with 3 days to go, the New Jersey Democrats have only heard from Joe Biden. That's got to be crushing for at least John Wisniewski, who was state chair of the Bernie campaign.
Would this all have been different if someone like Jersey City Mayor Stephen Fulop was still in the race, someone who was once seen as a rising star in the Democratic Party?
Yeah, I think so. It's been notable that this election in both parties is lacking any wattage. Cory Booker was expected just a few years ago to be the next governor, but he found his calling in the U.S. Senate. Bob Menendez is limping toward a federal trial in September for allegedly accepting a bribe. And if Steve Fulop, the Jersey City mayor, hadn't dropped out of the race, he'd certainly be the poster boy for the future of the Democratic Party in New Jersey, if not beyond. He's young, articulate, great biography, but the lack of ready-for-primetime candidates has just been surprising.
Yeah, and there's really not any high wattage on the Republican side either.
No. That's more understandable, actually, because Chris Christie has not allowed any New Jersey Republicans to spend any time in the limelight since he took office. The state Republican Party has spent all of its money on his, maybe not all, but has spent a lot of its money on his travel budget instead of helping build up strong candidates. Kim Guandano is a case in point. She's been his loyal lieutenant governor, was never allowed to do anything more, at least publicly, than a ribbon cutting at the local IHOP. And now she's out there campaigning without any support for him. Although at this point, it's not clear whether his support would be a benefit or a curse.
Well, according to the latest polls, Democrat Phil Murphy leads by double digits. He has vacuumed up just about every endorsement in the state. Is there much opposition to his candidacy among Democrats?
There is opposition, but it's divided by all the other Democrats in the race. Jim Johnson was in Newark Wednesday night, and our reporter found most of the seniors who came to see him, and of course they're the ones who turn out to vote, were undecided going in and all for Johnson going out. But can he pull out enough of the African-American vote in Newark, the state's largest city, to counter the votes that the Democratic machine in Essex County will get out? We'll see.
Okay, so walk us through the candidates. We don't have much time left, so this is going to have to be a lightning round. We'll start with the Republican candidates, and you can find lots more information in our election guide at WNYC.org. But Nancy, give us one sentence on each candidate, starting with Assemblyman Jack Cittarelli.
An accountant, lives in Hillsborough, surprised everyone with his very moderate views for a Republican. He's been endorsed by the state's two largest newspapers, and he's relentlessly tied his opponent to Christie.
And that opponent is Lieutenant Governor Kim Guadagno.
From Monmouth County, plucked from obscurity to be Christie's running mate, but he wouldn't let her so much as utter a word to the press for 7 years. She's more moderate than Christie. Her positions are pretty much, though, standard Republican fare.
possibly one sentence. We'll let that slide. On the Democratic side, former Treasury official Jim Johnson.
You didn't say I couldn't do run-on sentences.
Okay, fair enough.
Jim Johnson, Montclair resident, very smart and progressive, passionate about criminal justice reform, raised some serious money, and he's the only African-American in the race.
State Senator Ray Lesniak.
39 years in the state Senate. Lives in Elizabeth, progressive wing of the party, led the charge to get ExxonMobil to pay for its toxic cleanup site, had to loan his campaign a bunch of money to qualify for the debates.
State Assemblyman John Wisniewski.
He's from Middlesex County. He led the Bridgegate investigation. He knows transportation policy, progressive like all the rest of the Democratic candidates. He's calling for single-payer health insurance and free college tuition, but he's not endorsed by Bernie.
And former Goldman Sachs executive Phil Murphy.
Self-funding his campaign, already beyond $13 million, grew up working poor in Boston, lives in Monmouth County, progressive politics. He's leading in the endorsements, the polls, the money. He outmaneuvered the two top Democrats in the state. He's expected to be the next governor of New Jersey.
All right, you're not even breaking a sweat on the lightning round here, but Nancy, are you ready to finish with some Jeopardy?
Woohoo! Yes.
The board is yours. Pick a category, please.
New Jersey primary for 400.
You're a glutton for punishment. Okay, here we go. The turnout of registered voters in New Jersey's gubernatorial primary.
What is 15%?
That's possibly correct. We will find out what actually happens after voting finishes on Tuesday. Nancy Solomon, the managing editor of New Jersey Public Radio, thank you for playing.
Thanks, David.
Again, you could find out where the candidates stand on all of the issues in our New Jersey Governor's Race election guide. Just go to WNYC.org.